Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You ran into my car.
I ran into your car?
Yeah, you backed into my car.
Take it away, big boy.
I just realized you're wearing no shoes.
Well, I was wearing big-ass boots, and it was real funky with this outfit.
Oh, and wearing socks.
A little less funky.
Kind of, it's pretty, you know. It's
I feel like it was,
character.
We're playing into the character.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of Flashback with Smosh. That's right. You might be wondering, why are we dressed like this? Why do we have power gloves on our hands?
If why you're do we asking, have a kinky little neck thing going on?
Why do we have a kinky little neck thing going on? If you're asking yourself that question right now, then you better learn something about the history of Smosh, because today we are covering what is a video that is probably one of our first characters that was not us.
Mm-hmm.
And that character is Teleporting Fat Guy. And with us today, all the way from Sacramento, California, is the Teleporting Fat Guy, our old roommate, Corey!
I made it.
Hello.
Made it.
How are you?
Did you ever think you would be out here talk about Teleporting Fat Guy 16 years later?
No. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I never. No.
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 That was
not at
such
all.
This is such a weird video.
Long time gap.
To get into it, but I feel like what's wild is that we were roommates.
Oh my God, they were roommates.
Like, hey, you know, of course we met doing improv comedy, so. We knew that you had a comedy background, but still, we were like, hey, you want to play this character called Teleporting Fat Guy?
Yeah. With this first video, it is called Teleporting Fat Guy.
Mm-hmm.
This video has over 10 million views, and it was posted on June 28th of 2008.
That's really crazy, because when we released this,
yeah,
it was kind of considered a flop at the time, because it didn't get many views at first.
Yeah. Little did we know, this would have... This would culturally resonate with a generation.
There was a cultural shift.
It is known as before Teleporting Fat Guy and after Teleporting Fat Guy.
Well, let's watch it.
Let's just experience it.
Let's experience it. It's a pretty short one. Let's go. Why I did that? I don't know.
I think that was fun.
Yeah. Look at us at the real
10 minutes late.
Who's short hair, Ian?
It's just a piece of paper.
just a piece of paper that says bus.
Yeah, oh yeah, this is our art expertise at this point. Mm-hmm.
Short hair, Ian, that was in a very short window of time in your life.
Between bowls.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, between bowl haircuts.
Between two bowls.
Built for speed.
Definitely. Yeah. I definitely felt faster.
Absolutely.
This is at our old high school, because we just knew there was a grassy area. I don't really know why we chose this spot.
There's no reason for us. Oh, because we wanted to look like a bus stop. We were like, oh, it looks like a bus. Anyway, let's keep
going.
Yeah.
Wait, what did I even say? Sorry, we got to hear what this amazing, well-written dialogue says.
It's 10 minutes late.
This bus is always late, man. What'd you expect?
Nice. Important plot points.
Excellent. Oh. There it is.
Oh, shit! Look at him!
Classic moves. Did you see that? Fat guy?
Yeah.
I just say the fat guy. I mean, I feel like it's nothing.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, yeah. We had to do that so many times, too. You remember that?
Stealing the water out?
Yeah.
Stealing water.
Because I couldn't get it right. You're like, no, not like that.
What? What do you mean?
We, like, how the water was snatched, we wouldn't like effectively get it, and it would spill sometimes. So we had to like do this over and over.
Yeah, we're very specific about this scene.
It was a very very controversial scene.
Yeah, so it was
a pivotal moment.
Yeah, we need the BTS of the water.
Yeah, this is before we even did BTS.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
It's thirsty. What does it mean to take my water? Who do you think you are? Well, I'm the teleporting fat guy, teleporting fat guy.
Get back the from point.
Time. Yeah. I got my power glove, but Randall's stole it from me, got it back. Teleporting fat guy, he's teleporting, and he's so damn fat. Yeah, I am.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Sick pose.
Teleporting fat guy, teleporting fat guy.
Dude.
Mantle's right in the face. Made him look like such a disgrace. Cause
there's another bus stop down the street.
And the joke is that you just keep going.
Yeah.
Punch you in the back.
Just dancing by myself.
Yep.
Cars. Perfect.
And we're a different bus stop. Totally different.
Teleporting fat guy with the cool mustache.
Wow, I totally forgot about the knitting. Okay.
It just says teleporting fat guy with the cool mustache.
Okay, this is definitely like the peak of like random humor.
Yeah.
Where it was like, yeah, ending like that he has a mustache.
And that was during an era where it was like, oh my god, mustaches. Super funny.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Super funny.
Mustache. Yeah. You know, we all came this close to getting a mustache tattoo on our finger.
Yeah.
And the car mustaches.
Oh, I did have a car mustache.
You had a car stash.
Yeah. I had a car stash. I did have a car stash.
Wow, so. Why? How was that a joke?
Why did we? I mean. Did we write that? We're like, what's like a crazy way to end this video? Oh, he comes back with a mustache, and it's a huge mustache.
Is it a reference to anything else?
I think it's just you saying, you mentioned Burt Reynolds has a mustache.
That's true. Maybe that was it.
Maybe you stole Burt Reynolds' mustache because he stole your power.
Unknown.
Oh, yeah, there's deep lore here. You went back in time.
You went back, Burt Reynolds back into time and then came back from time.
Yeah.
You have a mustache now.
There's a lot of moves with this glove.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. It's just for me.
And this goes so deep. It goes so deep.
Okay.
That, it just feels so lackluster, but for some reason, I don't know why it has 10 million views.
I don't think it's I think the ending sucks, but I think that the song is a bop.
It's a bop. And we made it in your mom's house.
We recorded it at my mom's house?
Yeah. And you couldn't come because you had to work at Chuck E. Cheese.
So you recorded it?
I think we did it like three takes. Yeah. And
did you quit Chuck E. Cheese?
Shortly after this.
Because this,
after Teleporting Fat Guy, we knew we had a hit.
Yeah.
And we know we were going far after this.
It's legit.
I love how they don't even, I came back from time.
Yeah.
What is coming back from time?
From time.
It probably goes back to the just the streaming of consciousness.
Yeah.
Not really thinking about grammar too much.
I actually never thought about that until this day. I came back from time.
I'm the only time traveling character that comes back from time.
It's
time. Also,
you always go to time and never come back. From time.
Never know where I am.
I remember.
Where I'm from.
I feel like that was when was it? June to the 28th, 2008. Mm-hmm. That was right before we became roommates. You were our friend in our improv class. Probably working with you here. We're like, this guy's pretty cool.
Yeah,
we'll be roommates now.
Yeah.
Like he's not.
I was
sus.
The TA.
Yeah.
The fake TA.
So that makes that makes sense that we recorded this at my mom's house. Whoa, that's probably the last thing I did before
I
moved out.
How much of that was like? I feel like. Half of it was written, right?
None.
No.
We did it in like three takes, and the reason.
Okay, so you just stream of consciousness.
Yeah, it was 100%. Like it was three almost takes, all improvised.
Yeah.
I remember we were.
Your notes. You remember your notes?
No.
Your notes were. He's just a guy that's teleports and he's fat. That's like all I had. And then they ran into like people have found that song because it was like a song. It was like a random like generated song, and we were like going through a few of them, and then you're like this one, and then you're like. Let's just throw some stuff out there. And we threw it out there. And the reason like Burt Reynolds was so like prevalent was because I'd watched like Mystery Alaska the night before.
Right.
That was it.
And
like
Burt
there was
Reynolds
no.
Was like funny for some reason.
Yeah. And it
we're
was
like old guy who has a funny name.
Yeah. So you give me like notes, we'd run it, but it was like three takes and we were done.
Honestly, because you came from our improv class, I was like, I don't know, you'll just improv. And our concept was like, oh, you'll just sing about teleporting fat guy. The hook will be teleporting fat guy over and over and over again. And then I was like, just come up with some fluff in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we didn't like it, we ran it back.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, you can definitely hear, like, that it wasn't played. Because, like, Burt Reynolds stole it from me, yeah. got it back.
Yeah.
Like,
it's all
like, it was all just, like, stream yep. of consciousness. I feel like we need to watch it again.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
This is a masterpiece.
We'll
go through it.
You know, break it down.
Yeah. Okay.
I think the first thing that we do need to talk about just...
The choker?
Is your outfit. Your outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sure. Let's talk about
it. And I did pick it for the most part. Because, well, you told me, very limited notes.
Yeah.
It was, I want you wearing a tank top and boxer shorts.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, boxer shorts.
Yeah.
Then I was like, we're going to go to a school. And it was a weekend, which is also another thing we got... like approached by people.
While we were shooting.
Yeah, and that was like really awkward because the guy was like, there's kids here. And I was like, and then I remember telling him like, there's underwear underneath the box. He's like, that's fine.
Right.
He like just walked away.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So like we had a couple people like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
It was very like, because obviously you're just like, there's this
half naked
dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one really knew what YouTube was. So that was, you know.
It's true.
Now, are you guys doing a porno?
Yeah, well, it's pretty close. Yeah.
We had the power glove, I think, is one prop that we knew was going to be integrated. And I forget how we got it. I know we had to go to like a specialty store.
We went to, like the local like game store.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And they just so happened to have a power glove.
So I think part of us writing this was us finding the glove. And we're like, okay, you're going to teleport. And we're like, I don't know, let's just base it off this one prop. Mm-hmm. And that's what we got. That
makes sense.
And then you showed up. You had, I think this was just like an undershirt that you wore at the time.
Tough. This is a tough look. Yeah.
You had your underwear.
Yep.
And the choker.
It's not a choker. It's also puka shells. It's a black one.
Oh, it's black puka shells?
Yeah.
Oh, they're both?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's such double.
Puka?
Yeah, dude.
It's so low res. That it
but I like the choker better, honestly. Like, if I could go back in time, which I will maybe after this, and I'll fix it.
It's so low res, I literally thought.
We need to get...
Oh, shit!
I totally forgot.
You gotta get suited up.
Honorary. My bad.
Suit up.
My bad.
Yeah.
I should have brought mine.
Do you have one, too? You have a special
TSA has it.
Oh,
they took it from
you. I brought it, but the TSA has it. They're going to give it to me when I get back.
Burt Reynolds' ghost.
Yeah, he stole it from me. I can't even get this thing on, dude. I should be able to.
Is that the one made for baby hands?
Maybe his baby hands.
For Arasha?
This person, I think, has baby hands.
I haven't done it in a while, that's why.
Yeah.
Right. You haven't suited up.
Rusty.
Boom.
Seems right.
Seems good.
Okay, cool.
Like a glove.
Oh, I have to like buckle it down. There we go.
There you go.
But yeah, my strap's different from your strap.
Boom.
Right.
Have long
buckled up.
There we go.
That was
the trifecta.
It's 10 minutes late.
This bus is always late, man. What'd you expect?
Great acting.
This is really great.
Do you think we wrote that? You have to, give us credit for this, like, sick effect.
It's
pretty dope.
You mean how we stood still, and then he walked in, and then we cut out the time of him walking in?
Yeah.
That's pretty
and
good for
you. And you added that, what program is that, though?
That little effect that I did?
Yeah.
Apple has a program called Apple Motion. And it was like its answer to After Effects, and it was shit.
And so what's the, so Corey, you wore, you're wearing
I'm just wearing
boxers.
So I wore a tank top, obviously. I wore underwear, and then I wore boxer shorts and chucks.
So you didn't have anything bouncing out, just in case.
No, well, that's because immediately, once I knew we were filming at a school, and
because
that's where they're coming over, there was like children's sports games going on.
Yeah.
So the dads would be like, what are you doing over there? And we're like, everything's cool. I have underwear on. He's like, all right.
I have underwear on.
Yeah. So like they checked on us because they came over. One dude was very angry, I remember. But then we soothed him.
There was occasionally like we never got issues with cops in Sacramento, but we there was always like the occasional like angry neighbor or something.
Yeah.
Like we would always just get bothered by like randos.
Well, look at us. I mean like we're there with like a camera because back
then ne'er-do-wells.
Cameras were a little bit bigger even for this shitty quality. They were bigger. Like if we could have gotten away with just shooting on our iPhones, I don't think anyone would have stopped us. But we had stuff that looked just legit enough.
Wasn't this handy cam era or did we have the DVX by this point?
This looks like DVX era.
It is. Oh. And the other thing that drew attention was in the shots when one of us wasn't in it, there was just one of us holding the big bounce.
Oh, yeah.
So they'd be like, what is happening?
Lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were just like, everyone was doing all the things.
Yeah, there was just four of us there.
Yeah, because it was just kind of ragtag, you know, run and gun.
Yeah, and we can't even figure out who the camera operator was because we didn't give credit to anyone back then.
I don't remember.
Sorry.
I remember who he was, but I don't remember his name.
Oh.
If I saw his face, you're out there somewhere.
If it was you, leave a comment.
Yeah, we'll give you credit.
A little while ago.
We'll leave a credit in the video.
Wow.
Wow.
That was the first episode.
Oh, my God. I thought we were just watching the first one. It goes on.
Oh, there's more. There's more.
Okay.
Corey told me something. I guess you already knew this. So we met Corey in improv class at community college. Corey was a TA. And I just learned today that you didn't actually go to that school.
I just found out today, too.
Nope.
So...
Yeah, he wasn't never. Even a student.
So, no, I never. So, I, this is, I'm just telling the whole world.
Yeah.
It's
the
fine.
World needs to
I think
know.
That, I think the time frame where I could be prosecuted.
Yeah.
So, I had already graduated from college, and I moved from LA back to Sacramento at this point, and I was doing, I wanted to do comedy, and there was a group moving into town that's like, I think they're still around, it's a international called Comedy Sports, which back then was like this big improv organization. So you could like go to one and then you're like part of this like fraternity and you can go around the world and compete with them and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to keep my chops up because I was like gonna go like audition more or less. And there was like nothing in Sacramento. It was like just this comedy wasteland. So,
it's a wasteland for a lot of things.
Yes, it is. Especially back then, right? So I come back into town and my friends were going to AR. My brothers were younger, so they were thinking about it. So I had been there for some reason, I don't know what, but there was a poster, it was like ARC Improv Club, which was where we went. And I was like, okay, I can just, I don't know who's there, but I can just go there and like, at least like, keep some sort of practice going. So I went, and then randomly one night, one of the director or the teacher was overlooking the program, was like, hey, you're good. Do you want to come be a TA? And I was like, well, that's just going to be more. Mm. So I go, okay, yeah, I'll do that. And then randomly you two were in that class.
Yeah.
So every day we'd come in and she'd be doing roll like, Ian, Anthony. And then she'd be like, oh, Corey, you're not on my roll sheet. So I'm like, let me go fix it. And I'd grab the thing and go around and walk around campus for 15, 20 minutes, come back and be like, they're going to fix it tomorrow. Uh-huh. And that's pretty much what
and
I did
until just kept putting you in.
Yeah, she's like, and I'm like, I don't really care about the credits because I already had a college degree at that point. So I was like, I don't care either. So it was mutually like, we both don't care. And she's like, well, he's helping. And I was like, just hanging out with a bunch of people and I was essentially a stranger.
Just
using it for...
not even enrolled.
No, not,
I
never
feel like
enrolled.
Everybody at community college is a stranger anyway.
Yeah.
I was helping the way I look at it, you know.
Yeah. But I mean that's how we met was because you scammed your way into a community college
absolutely.
Improv class.
Absolutely did.
Yeah.
And
I would do it again.
We highly recommend everybody do
off
it.
Off the record. I owe them
$20.
$20 with interest.
But yeah, we were like, that guy is very funny. And I remember we got along really well. We used to hang out a little bit after class just talking. And Ian and I were like, I forget how we came up with the specific idea for this episode. But I think it was just because we saw the Power Glove and we're like, we need to bring that prop in for some reason. We just got super obsessed with it. Because it's so bad.
Yeah.
And we were like, God, who could play that role? And we spoke with you. I was like, oh, this might be offensive if we ask him to play
guy. But that dude was like, I'll do anything. I was like, yeah, that's funny.
So we ran it by you, and I was like, so would you mind playing a guy who is a fat guy? And you were so cool with it. And we don't really have a song. We want you to just kind of improvise it. And I think that we went over to my place, I was living with my mom. We recorded it that night. I guess Ian was going to Chuck E. Cheese.
I guess so.
Busy man.
Yeah, not for fun. Yeah. Not for
and
pleasure.
I missed out on that masterpiece like moment, you know?
It was a
you guys
a
put moment. It all together.
Yeah. I edited it that night and then we shot it the next day.
I think so. I think it was like pretty back to back.
It was pretty hot. So hot. That summer was very hot, I remember
very hot.
Specifically.
Yeah. You can literally see in the shots as time progresses, I just become more red.
Yeah.
Like naturally just red. So just like, you know.
There's definitely like a jeans. Frame in like Sacramento where it's like just blazingly terribly hot.
Especially here.
I'm curious, what was your first like sort of impression of us? Like obviously like you, like we were just like random kiddos in an improv class.
Yeah.
Do you remember like what your first impression of us was?
I think it was like, I don't know if it was you guys specifically, but obviously there was like groups of people. Mm-hmm. And I remember the class was like very weird because it was like it was all grouped off and you guys were pitted against each other.
Like we are on opposite.
You were like Harry Potter houses.
Yeah.
So you guys had, and you guys were in my group, so that's why she needed me, because we were like competing. The final, like, because how do you even have an improv class and like make it like competitive? You're like, there was like people appointed each one, and you guys were like the funniest ones in my group. And then I found out you guys told me you did videos, and I saw that. I was like, oh, these guys, that's why they're funny. Like, they're good at this. So we had to like compete. I think we won too, if I'm not mistaken, but I don't know. It's been so long.
All I remember is there's two guys in that class that were really fucking annoying.
I don't remember anything.
They were like, it was like the two guys that were like trying to be funny. Yeah. Which is like the worst type of person in an improv class.
Worst
like,
type of improviser.
Well, it's about them taking the spotlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not a group thing to them.
Forcing the funny.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
So what'd you think of us like hearing about this weird thing that we were doing on YouTube? Because obviously it was a newer platform at the time.
I definitely wasn't like super familiar with YouTube. I mean, I'd seen your videos before, but I'd never put it together that it was you guys. And then you told me. You guys gave me more information because the first one I did with you wasn't Teleporting Fat Guy. It was
really?
Yeah, I was like a side character in the baby one.
Oh yeah, you're playing Mr. Pondo.
Mr. Pondo.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this was like after we had already like established rapport.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I was like in the bit, and then you're like, that went well, because I like had to be, I don't remember, but I yelled something, and I was like, I had to drive a car. And
I was trying to take my baby away from me, and it was just a baby that was taking care for my sociology class.
Yeah.
I lost my mind. I thought that this thing was a real baby.
Yes. And it was like a big, I just remember there's a big chase scene, and then at the very end, like it dies or head falls off, but if something happens to the baby, I don't know. And then I pull up and scream something in that moment, which seems like this is crazy. So it was like in that moment, it was like, this is right up my alley. I'm like, there, this baby died and I'm yelling. I'm like, all right, I can make stuff with these guys. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
And then I saw your other stuff, like your lip sync videos, and we'd start hanging out more. And then I think after that, then it was easier to be like, you want to be Teleporting Fat Guy? And I was like, yeah,
that's true. I forgot you were in a couple videos or that video first.
Yeah. I don't know if I was in any others beyond that before this one, but I remember, because I just remember after we hung out and then I saw more stuff.
Yeah, and this one was shot in my mom's house, in my childhood house.
Oh, I think you say like, oh my God, he's dead, or something.
it's something crazy.
Hey, Anthony, how's my favorite student doing?
Mr. Pondo. I look insane.
Is that the baby I gave you? Oh, you're the teacher.
Yeah, I have like a little afro too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You failed the class.
I'm in your car?
You're driving my car.
Okay, perfect.
Was that it?
That was it? And then you're at your job.
You failed the class.
Oh, yeah. You were at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, then I was at Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, and then we went into the Chuck E. Cheese.
Perfect.
This is... Yeah, that was our little sneak. We snuck in there.
For short hair.
Snuck into the.
What year was that? What time of?
This was April 12th, 2008. So yeah.
Right before.
That was two months before we shot this one.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was That was like.
I didn't think about that one. I was like, there was something else, because it didn't make sense. It was just this one. I was like, I remember playing that character.
Yeah, that was your test.
Yeah,
this is your big role.
This was it.
You passed the test of rolling up and saying, you failed the class.
You failed the class.
Then we upgraded to Teleporting Fat Guy for a main role.
Yeah,
there we go.
Let's move on to the next video. Okay.
So at this point, we were already roommates and we were shooting.
We
knew each other very well.
Let's talk about that.
We called this location the Smosh House because we shot all the videos there. But you were our roommate. We were looking for a place to live, and I forget how we landed on you being our roommate. But
I have no idea.
I think it came down to economics.
Yeah,
we're like if we get a house and there's three of us, we split it three ways.
Oh, you know what? I do remember why. Because I remember telling you guys, because I was looking for a place to live. It was like during the housing crisis, right?
Yeah.
I mean, 2008.
I was living in the house with two other roommates at the time, and we were paying this dude rent, and he was just pocketing it. So they came and put a notice on our door, like you're getting kicked out by the police in 30 days, and we're like, we're paying rent.
Yeah.
and then you guys are like, well, we could get a place, and I was like, okay, so there was an easy transition.
We'd briefly talked about getting a roommate, we didn't know who, and then we asked you how you were doing one day after class, and you're like, well, I'm getting kicked out of my place because apparently the rent that I'm paying hasn't been going to the landlord.
No. It was a whole wild thing. Like, we didn't understand because we're like, we're giving you money. And, at the time, I'm young. I don't know what's happening. They're like, how can I get kicked out of a house if I'm paying? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know, so then I'm thinking, I'm going to have to move back with my parents, which is not an option. I'll live in my car.
Right. You know?
And then we were there. We kind of just put it all together, I think.
I remember Ian and I had searched for a place to live. Mm-hmm. And we would go there. They'd be like, okay, cool. And then they would ask for our history of where we had rented before. And we're like, no, we're moving from our parents' house. We don't have any history. Yeah. And they were not cool with that. And we did not have any credit. We did not have anything. So then we were like, what if we pay like 3 months up front, rent up front or something?
Is that
like
what we did?
We pay like multiple months up front. And it helped. Someone say yes, and it was that place. I remember you pulled up with your truck. You had a truck, right? Or you had borrowed a truck?
Maybe I did.
I think you had a pickup truck, right?
I had when we lived together, I had the pickup truck. I had the Lancer.
Oh, right.
You ran into my car.
I ran into your car?
Yeah, you backed into my car.
When?
Out of the driveway, because I was parked behind you, because normally I wasn't. I was parked in the street. Bank.
I do not remember.
And then right after that, then you totaled it. So, you know, it was like you hit both
I totaled
sides.
Your car?
No, you totaled your car.
Oh, yeah, well, I know I totaled my car. I don't remember ever bumping
you. You came here like, dude, I hit your car with my car. It wasn't like bad or whatever.
How the fuck do I not remember? Was there a mark on your car?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. You hit my car with your car. Yeah. you weren't paying attention. You just like backed into my car.
Because there's kind of a little hill from the garage. There's plus, kind of like a little more. And you probably just.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
His car being right behind.
Yeah. Well, wasn't hitting cars either.
But I think we had a truck, so it was still in the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe I was driving, but I did drive that truck. So when I met you, for sure, I was driving that truck.
Damn. So. Yeah.
But I was gonna say, I remember you helping me move out of my childhood home.
Yeah,
I like such a sweet little moment. Both of you rolled up in the truck. I was like getting my little twin size, little baby size bed, out of my childhood bedroom, and then we were there and.
Yeah.
Three roommates.
Absolutely.
Yep. This next video was made in October 8, 2010. So this is 2 years, probably like 1.5 years after we had moved in. Mm-hmm. We're all settled in the Smosh house. This video has over 20 million views.
Damn.
And it is called The Future Sucks.
When I grow up, I'm gonna be an astronaut.
New website.
Yeah.
Are you super lazy and do absolutely nothing all day?
Yeah?
Then get off your ass and do something with your future, lazy ass.
Sponsored by the Foundation to Get Off Your Ass and Do Something with Your Future, lazy ass.
What are you doing? Oh, I'm just looking for a career. I'm sick of working at my stupid dead-end job. This job sucks!
Oh, yeah.
So you can always be a partner with
There's the car mustache business. We were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh, yeah,
literally the car mustache.
Yep.
Wow.
It's a celebrity hair. Check it out.
Celebrity hair?
What? I follow celebrities to their hair salons, dig through the trash, and sell their hair online. Ew! No thanks, man. Besides, when I'm 50, I'll be making way more money than you. Really? Let's make a bet. Whoever ends up less successful has to give someone a sponge bath. Okay, but I'm not waiting 30 years to find out.
A sponge bath?
Not a problem.
Oh, I knew someone.
Oh.
We need to go 30 years in the future. Teleporting fat guy.
Oh, the reveal!
Ooh, cool.
Oh.
He's back.
All right, guys, let's do this. Touch my bits. It's the only way we can teleport through time together.
I remember the noise.
No. Underneath my
ew.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This,
did I remember this? Because you brought me in. You brought me into the room.
Perfect. You guys are doing good.
That was a fun moment.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Hi.
That's it? You're looking at yourself from 30 years in the past, and that's your reaction?
Hey, quick question. Are you more successful than Anthony?
I think that's quite obvious.
I'm eating trash?
I'm homeless?
I love how...
I got you a house.
I'm living in a doghouse?
Celebrity hair business.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a trend in Hollywood where everyone had their hair permanently removed. Soon after that, you went broke.
I like that we got an actor to play old Ian,
yeah.
But old you.
I was just thinking that. Like,
I think it's because so I'm good. Only barely in the shot there, but we need you to interact
and
with
And we only knew like one old man.
Yeah. I also love how we just have the address of the house just there for anyone to dox us.
Most of it.
It's fine. It was blurred on Google.
Yeah, no one, totally no one showed up to the house.
No,
yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Also, for some reason, I realized when you Google me, or like Google like old Ian or whatever, this shot of me is like what always pops
Somebody
up.
Like right. Bet.
It's all like right, one guys. Of those shots, but it's definitely from this video.
Wait, sorry.
What did I say?
What was this?
I don't know.
Okay, all right, let's go.
Yeah, go.
You went broke. I guess somebody lost the bet.
All right, guys, let's go.
I got a fart.
Why can't what? You just fart here?
Duh, farting's banned in the future.
You think I could go back Obviously. With you guys? I've been holding in a fart for 27 years.
No, one Ian's bad enough. No.
Take me with you!
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It worked? Of course. But we weren't even touching your armpits.
Oh, like, I thought that was a fart.
Oh,
I thought one of them farted.
150 billion years in the past.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's pretty sick.
Teleport us out.
Good effect.
It has to recharge. We need to use some kind of diversion.
Can't believe I pushed an old man. That's crazy.
Fine.
For the good of all.
You're not invited to my 50th birthday party, jerks.
What the?
So wait, I just killed myself. So is that murder or suicide?
It's recharge.
Good question.
Touch my armpits. Okay, fine.
Love us touching your pit.
All yeah. right, loser. Looks like you gotta give someone a sponge bath.
What?
What is happening? I wonder what my notes were here. Be as creepy as possible.
Yeah, creepy liquor.
I love sponge baths.
And the joke.
Wow.
The old reverse. Giving
wow.
a bath to a sponge.
Wow. Well,
that could have been worse.
That was great.
Wow.
Yeah, no notes. I loved it. Wouldn't change a thing. Great video. Yeah.
Wow, a lot was covered in that video. We like went to the future and then we went to the past.
Yeah.
My old self died.
Complicated plot points.
Sponge bath and what was the beginning part? What was I doing?
There was a commercial that was on the screen that said like get off your ass and like stop having a dead end job.
Yeah.
Celebra hair?
Celebra hair.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Oh, my dead end job.
Yep. Yep. So we were living together at the time. What did we, during shoot days, did we just, were you just off to work or did we kick you out?
Oh no. We were just there, I was just there like working around you sometimes.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing because the assistant at the time would always like catcall me and I'm just like making eggs.
Yeah.
So it's
oh,
so
I remember
funny.
There was a short period of time where,
yeah.
We won't say any names.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
say any names.
There was a short period of time where we had a someone who was there helping us work on stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And sometimes this person would heavily drop flirtatious vibes to you.
Yeah, yes. Didn't she say that she, if I recall this correctly, she said that she had a dream.
Uh-huh.
That you and her were like naked in like
a bird's nest. I remember that.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
And also, the weirdest part was not only that she told me that, but in front of you guys.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
like, we're like,
yeah.
Like everyone's
totally
so just like,
thing. I was like, oh.
Cool. I'm going to make my breakfast.
Because
she would sit at our kitchen table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd be
yeah.
like, good morning. And she'd be like, hi. And I'd be like,
like, so right. had another sex dream with you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Okay, cool. I'm gonna go back in my room now. And be like, I'm just texting you, when is she leaving?
When is she gone? I'm not leaving until she's gone.
Yeah, dude, it was so weird.
So you were just kind of like holed up in your bedroom
a lot
for many days as we were shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, to be fair, I was also like working too, so that seemed to help. Except when you guys needed me for stuff, then I'd be like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
So it was always this like weird tug of war based on whatever days we're shooting. Cause I'm like, coming home, I'm like, Corey's here. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Just like sneaking by shots.
Yeah. Was that annoying?
Not most of the time. Cause I got it. Cause like, obviously I was, you know, there, but, and it was, and it would have been weird if I wasn't because I signed up for it, like knowing what you guys were doing, you know?
Yeah,
so
I
was
guess
like,
so.
You know, so I'd be like, I kind of knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you think we were good roommates?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. You guys, I mean, we would all have like, we all had like our own
things.
Like tiffs and like things we
what
would
was,
have.
What was the tiff that we, that you had with, what was, what were some tiffs? I don't know.
Yeah.
You
got some in there.
Well, you, I think the days, the funniest ones to me from, this is obviously from my perspective.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the days when you guys knew you guys were like, you guys had a bunch of like work to do.
Yeah.
And you'd be pissed off at me because I would be on a day off. Whoever was playing video games, we had this weird thing, be like, let me get the other office chair. And then we'd wheel it out. Like when you were playing Forza, you wouldn't use the couch because it was too far from the TV.
Yeah, it's too far, yeah.
So we all just mentally decided like, couches suck for video games and I need the chair. So there was three in there for some reason, or there's another one from somewhere else.
Yeah, there's two.
But
there's probably two
offices. So I'd knock on the door and be like, let me get the other chair. And you'd be like, piece of shit. Because you guys knew you had to work.
Yeah, but you would want the gaming chair.
And then I'd probably be playing like, you know,
Call of Duty.
I remember Call of Duty.
Call of Duty World at War. Yeah.
And then every once in a while, like, it would always be Anthony and it would always be like passive aggressive, be like,
yeah.
can you keep it down out here?
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
I was very,
yeah, sorry. But I'd be screaming at the TV, so yeah. I got it. Ian would do the exact same thing, but in Forza matches.
Yeah,
sure, yeah.
Because you had like meetups or something.
Yeah, there
yeah,
was like
Forza?
A, there,
you were
there
very
like,
invested.
There was like a weird time in my life when like you could play online against other people, and like I was on this car forum, and we would like get together and have like sanctioned races.
Yeah.
It was like you had to show up at like a very certain time.
I was very good at being passive aggressive back then.
I think we all were.
Well, yeah. We were 21 to like 24-ish at the time. Yeah. I remember I would get so frustrated that like the garbage wasn't being taken out.
Yeah,
and then to prove that, like, to just like to prove a point, I'd be like, I'm not taking it out anymore. Let's see what happens. And then like the trash would start piling up. And be like, see what's happening without me. You don't even appreciate it. Take care of that.
I remember like we would always like throw, or like I think you probably threw more parties than we did.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
100%.
Oh yeah,
and,
without a doubt.
Yeah, that was my only. Yeah. First introduction to, you took me out to like play beer, or like you bought equipment for us to play beer pong for the very first time.
Makes sense.
You were the bad influence in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of house parties,
which
like at times it was frustrating. It was like, we got to get up at 8 a.m. to catch a flight in the morning. Why are you having people over late? But also it was the only time that I really got to experience that kind of thing, because I sure as hell wasn't going to go off to a real college and experience those real college house party vibes, but we got to experience them from the comfort of our own home.
Yeah, I think if you weren't our roommate, then we probably wouldn't have had very many party experiences.
Yeah, I feel like I needed to experience that at that time in my life just to know. I feel like it would have always been a thing. I would have wondered what that would have been like.
It was also weird because we had so many like types, because we were all very different people.
Yeah.
And we had so many different types of people coming in.
Yeah.
That it always created these like insane scenarios that I feel like most people would never experience parties like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like insane. Like there's also like, to be real, like sometimes the numbers would get up because you'd be like, it's the smosh house. So like people would tell other people. So then be like, I don't know these people. So then we would like have to like check numbers and
stuff.
It'd
be really weird when there were people that the three of us did not know.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, they're a friend of our other friend, a friend of that friend. And it'd
sketchy.
I'd always be a little bit sketched out because
we never got anything like stolen from the house though, did we?
No.
Like,
never.
I was worried though, because we had camera equipment everywhere.
Editing equipment
and the computers and everything and all of our props.
We always kept it like shut in that room.
But I do remember that we used to have a prop bin out in that front room, which was like a weird wasted space room without any use. So we just stored props there.
Yeah.
And sometimes during the parties, people would just start digging into the props and like putting on the wigs and putting on the outfits and taking pictures and like the cardboard cutout with Fabio and,
And
the Fabio giant check. Everyone always took a picture
of the giant check and people would take pictures with it. I'm super surprised. I'm so surprised that nothing was stolen because everything was just begging to be stolen.
Yeah.
We got lucky.
I think we contained it really well too, because like most of the time we set up where we wanted them to be.
Yeah.
And it was either the backyard, if it was like smaller, or the weird carpeted garage.
Garage.
And everyone was kind of cool. Like, we just give them the rundown. And I think also it was like, oh, I'm invited to be here, so they don't want to like mess it up. So people were a lot more respectful than they would be at most places, because they were like, we know that this is like where they film. So I think they were more like, a lot of people that were like friends of friends were more like, oh my God.
I think that they respected what we did. Yeah. Like, I think they saw it as like a cool thing. So they did respect the space and us more, which
is just
nice.
Can't believe we threw so many parties in like a fully carpeted house. Like there's just so many stains on that floor.
That carpet did not last. Absolutely disgusting.
Oh, it was so
beer
gross.
Stains.
Yeah.
Maybe some there was a little bit of vomit stains.
Oh,
there might have been some vomit stains. It was a disgusting floor.
I feel kind of bad for the landlords, because they had to deal with that shit.
At some point in our illustrious love lives, we've all asked our partner the same age-old question that guys have probably been asking for thousands of years. Am I big? While MeUndies doesn't know the actual answer to that or if your partner gave you the actual truth, this Valentine's Day they can help you look huge with their contoured pouch and ball caddy. Every Valentine's Day needs a Valentine's night, and MeUndies is your perfect thirst trap to get the mood right. When I put them on, I was blown away by how comfortable they are. My cheeks were cupped, and the contoured pouch and ball caddy made my balls look better than ever. With expressive prints like electric hearts or live birds to all black classics, MeUndies has a look for everyone this Valentine's season. Coming in sizes extra small all the way up to 4XL, they have cuts flattering for every body. And it's not just underwear. MeUndies has a lounge collection that features joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. Their signature fabric is breathable and stretchy, making it perfect for any kind of activity and all-day wear. This Valentine's Day, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/flashback. That's MeUndies.com/flashback for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Owning a company comes with a lot of unexpected costs. With Rocket Money, I'm able to track my spending across all accounts, save money, and set a budget all in one place. It helped me find out how many subscriptions I was actually paying for, and I was able to cancel the ones I'd completely forgotten I'd ever signed up for. Now I can use the money on things I actually want, like these cool special effects. Stop throwing away money on fitness apps, delivery services, and dating apps you don't actually use. Let Rocket Money help you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills. They can even try to get you a refund on months of wasted money, all with the tap of a button, no customer service call necessary. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting your money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/smosh. That's rocketmoney.com/smosh. rocketmoney.com/smosh. Now, back to flashback.
We did teleporting fat guy, and you know, I think at this point we had both moved out of the house. You had moved out. Did you say that? You didn't say that. No, you moved out.
I think you moved out around 2012.
Yeah, you're right.
And you were deep into your job, and we were kind of like doing other stuff, and we had started this cartoon channel, and we were like, hey, we want to do like teleporting fat guy animated. And I don't totally recall how that all went, but I feel like we reached out to you about like voicing it, and you were like, oh, I'm like kind of busy or something.
I talked with you. I think I said I'd do it, but then there was like, there was weird, I think we still went back to our jobs and stuff, but I was like, I'll do it, but I don't know what was, something was amiss. And also it was weird because I knew I guess the company was elsewhere. You guys were down here,
yeah,
I was in
SAC.
It was
like Canada where they like
did
it.
But so I was like, I'd do it, but then I never heard anything back. And then it just went online.
It just went online.
And I was like, oh, okay. So then I got a million messages from everyone like, you piece of shit, you're not, his name's Corey, not Robbie. Like, I got all this hate.
Oh, yeah.
So, because, like, people found out, because there's, like, once they listed, you guys were listing credits at that point.
Yeah.
And, like, the old people, they were talking, like, the forum people, by the way, who were, like, in the old days, were, like, visceral and crazy. So I feel like those fans were, like, mad. More mad at me than anything. I was like, I don't
know.
That
you weren't in it?
Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Because the Teleporting Fat Guy series was, like, we were, like, involved, but we weren't like overseeing every aspect. And I remember we reached out, and then like I didn't really hear that much about it. And then it was like, oh, I guess like Corey's not voicing this. But yeah, I figured we just watched the trailer.
There we go.
Let's watch it. And I'll break down
it's so weird
some of what I remember about it too.
Yeah.
So much lore. I don't know how you made a cartoon out of those videos, which is like credit to you guys. That's
amazing. Was a solid character.
Yeah.
Good character.
From time.
Yeah.
The animation's like honestly like
pretty sick.
It is good.
Yeah.
Good.
It looks better than
that's me. The rendition of you, very, I suppose.
Very good likeness.
Oh man, I was so entrenched into every single element of this production. It was crazy, man.
Yeah, so that was the Teleporting Fat Guy animated series that you can watch on Shut Up Cartoons. I think we did like two seasons of it. seasons.
Yep, yep. And that was our spin-off channel. We were experimenting with animated episodes. Super expensive. God, godly expensive. I think YouTube had offered to like front some money for us to launch a new channel.
Yep.
And they're like, what do you want it to be? We end up landing on that, and it was not sustainable because it's way too expensive and time-consuming.
Animation's
to
continue
doing
expensive.
That. And you don't make ad revenue on that.
You
make this much ad revenue.
Yeah, there was like at one point a pretty like strong animation community on YouTube, but it did become like, you know, it's very expensive to do animation. Now it's like it's returned in a different sort of way.
People found ways that save time in it.
Yeah,
and team
make it like simple.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, yeah, so like when we were trying to think of like, oh, what kind of things could we turn into cartoons? Like Teleporting Fat Guy was like one of those things where it's like, it's already such an outlandish like character.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, a good cartoon. Yeah.
So we went back and we, you know, rewrote a bunch of lore based on just the very general premise. But what I remember happening is that we reached out to you and we're like, would you be interested in voicing this? Mm. Then the company was like, we should actually be working with someone in-house to do these voices because the production pipeline is already so tight. And there was a person that during the animatics phase, which is where they just kind of show rough ideas of where the characters and things will go, there was someone that put in a placeholder voice. And I remember they came to me with a few different options for like, this person could voice, like this person auditioned. And they didn't really feel like Teleporting Fat Guy, but then the person that did the voiceover as a placeholder, I was like, that person actually works.
Okay.
And that's the person that ended up voicing Teleporting Fat Guy. And because he was in-house already, it just streamlined the process. I apologize, we didn't reach out.
No, it's kind of good. I mean, I at that point, I knew there was a lot of moving parts, and also like I knew just based on living with you, because I was there like through all the purchase, and like I knew how much pressure they're putting on you for things, and so like having background knowledge of like all the inner workings of the company you're dealing with, and like the trials and tribulations of all that, it was like I was very like in the loop of that whole thing. So it was like I understood what was going on. I knew it wasn't like a. I knew it wasn't like that, but yeah, it's like, you know, it was like, oh, but yeah, now we have it out there in the world that, you know, I had nothing to do with it. I'm absolved of my
absolved.
I can't believe there are people that think that was something on you, like that you.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I would have never thought. Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, there's people, you know,
like people messaged you and they're like,
why didn't you do this? What? You could have done this and you didn't do it. I was like, what? I was like, dude, relax, okay? Like people just, you know, it's mostly people just shouting into the, some inbox. I don't remember.
They're just angry.
I just remember in that moment in time, I was like, I just found out today when it was dropped. I'm so sorry. Like, they're like, did you know? And I'd be, you know, obviously the people that would come up to me that knew me, I would say, yeah, I knew about it. And then they're like, why isn't it you? You should sue them. I'm like, what are you talking? Like, you know, it was just unhinged, like insanity.
I mean,
mostly.
Speaking of which, there's... When you signed up to do this first little video, it was literally just like, improvise and then a thing, and then we shoot a thing, and then it was like out the next week.
It
seems like such a disposable thing.
Yeah.
How did you become, you essentially became a meme. You
yeah, 100%.
You, there are people that reference this to you. There are people that will hit you up and gift you, like someone gifted you a customized Power Glove set.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, how has that been?
You said sometimes your coworkers will just, like, play it.
Troll me at work. Yeah, I think through the history of my character, obviously with whatever job I have.
Someone
finds out.
As soon
as they find out, it's, like, leaked. So, like, obviously I can, like, keep it under wraps as long as I want.
Yeah.
This is going to live on the internet till the end of time.
Right.
So it's, like, it's always there. Like, and especially, like, when I'm I was, like, a mid-level corporate manager.
Yeah.
So I kept it away from a lot of people in that place. Yeah. But as soon as someone finds out, they're like, oh, you're him. Because like you're gonna meet people over time. And like, you know, if they're roughly your same age, you're like, someone's gonna figure it out. So obviously like, you know, and then you know, just meeting up people you just find out and you're like, all right, well.
So I mean, what has that been like living with this, knowing this will be attached to you forever?
I did it. I mean, I own it. Like it's still like I still love improv, I still love comedy, and it was like obviously, it's like very different. Comedy is very different now than it was then. But like at the time, like that was like the coolest thing. So it was like, what are you going to do? I mean, like, it's not anything I'm like, oh, I really regret that. I was like, no, we were kids having fun, man. Like, it was a good time. And I think you guys were having fun. I mean, I'm sure you look back at videos and you're like, oh, that was tough. That was a good bad luck or whatever. But it's right. like, but that whole character, like just improvising something, throwing it up and just like having the, you know, the balls just do it. I think that's yeah. cool. I think that's, and it also inspired like a whole new generation of yeah. people to
and
have fun. And
you didn't say anything racist.
That's pretty cool.
I think
that's not canceled.
I think in terms of yeah. like things that, yeah. that were out in 2008 that people are going to continuously bring up,
yeah.
Not so bad.
Yeah, not bad. You know, we're
not
just,
so
having,
bad.
Just
exactly.
having a bunch of silly fun.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a ton of that going on at the time.
True.
So before we end this this we have a couple things.
Okay.
First, we want to ask a very important question.
Yeah, we got a question here that we'd like to ask our guests.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a segment that we like to call Are You Happy?
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Are in you general?
Happy? Are you happy?
Mostly.
Okay, fair. Fair.
No.
Yeah.
Life isn't perfect, right? But
right.
you're mostly happy.
Mostly.
Yeah, I try to be happy, right? Like, you know, you go through things in life.
Yeah.
It's not always gonna be happy, but you gotta have the good days. To appreciate, or we gotta have the bad days to appreciate the good days.
You gotta have the good days to appreciate
other way
the
around.
Bad days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
yeah,
mean, having
yeah.
good days to appreciate bad days is also kind
yeah,
of interesting.
It's also
I like
this
concept.
Is a bad day.
Yeah,
awesome. I appreciate it.
Well, it's like if you don't have any like pain, did you really live? Is it really worth it? You know, same with bad. You gotta have a little.
Right.
100% happy. That's weird.
That
then
is
you're
weird.
Like a. That's like a
cult
weird.
Person.
Yeah, you're like living in a.
Fake world.
Fake, yeah. You're living in some alternate reality.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good. I think that's.
I feel like that's what teleporting fat guy would say too.
That's well, a little teleporting yeah. fat guy knowledge
yeah.
there.
Yeah, that's a knowledge of somebody that came back from time.
He's seen shit.
Well, then we have one last thing.
Okay.
And that is, we like to give our guests a gift.
A little gift.
So we each prepared you a gift. So this is my gift.
You can open that one first.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll explain what that is.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And I appreciate the wrapping paper.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you recognize that?
It is a can. Yes.
What kind of can?
It's a Pabst Blue Ribbon can.
Okay. Do you know where that can came from?
I do not.
It came
all the ones on the side of our house?
Well, yeah, sort of. That's the one that you threw over over our fence into the neighbor's yard because we were like, you know, whatever this, what was the whole situation?
It was like, one of the first, it led to one of the first conflicts we ever had with our neighbor.
Yeah.
And I don't remember, we were having a conversation and obviously, you know, house party, people were tipsy.
Yeah, yeah,
and there
yeah.
was like a little like, whoops, I threw the can over the fence as like kind
yeah,
of a joke.
Okay. Yeah.
And I forget what led there,
okay.
but I know the aftermath. And the neighbor was not happy.
Well, because
no, yeah.
you were
yeah.
you know, drunk or tipsy. And you're like, I don't
allegedly.
Care. You're like, yeah. I don't care. Fuck that guy. And you threw the can. I was
yeah.
like,
ah. I think that guy had just given you shit for something.
Yeah, he yeah, yeah. Yeah, so there is backstory. I'm just not a random piece of shit.
No, okay. Of course not.
You're making me look real bad right now. So he had decided that like the dividing line on the property that he owned in the street.
Yeah.
And then, but he also, we had the mailbox there or whatever was on the other side that he was like, you can't park here and you can't park here.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just like, in my mind, I didn't argue with him openly when he just decided that for the whole street.
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck this guy. I'll park wherever I want. So I just did. Because it was like the day later, he's like, you're just going to, I told you that and then you're still going to park here? And I went, yeah. And then I walked
to the house.
Literally
a public street.
Yeah,
I remember
it's a
him
street.
Coming up.
Yeah.
I remember him coming over and asking you to back your car up 6 feet.
Yeah.
And just for no reason whatsoever.
He would do it all the time. And I was the only one that had to deal with him because you guys usually parked in the garage.
Yeah.
That was the deal because
that was the deal.
Garage,
you had the big
room. Bedroom.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was just like, so you guys never understood the war and what I was doing. I was in the trenches by myself.
Yeah.
So you guys were like, you gotta get along with this guy. And meanwhile, your car's resting in the carpeted garage.
Yeah.
I'm literally in the street like, piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm parking wherever I want because it's a street. There's no signs. There's no temporary parking. It's literally a regular residential street.
Yeah.
And we can park wherever we want. And I was the one like, for the first portion, telling him nicely like, hey,
this is a street.
I'll be nice for a little bit. But then over time, I was like,
yeah.
this guy. Like, yeah. And so that's when, you know, maybe you have a couple beers, your friends are over, you're telling, maybe you're telling his story, and you're like, yeah. Here's my chance, you know? Yeah. So, you know, take your opportunities.
And you know what? I will say, looking back, he deserved it. We have many reasons.
Thank you. Hey, and if you're out there, this one's for you, bud. Right here, I'll do it.
Maybe you can toss it over the wall just for old time's sake.
Yeah.
Didn't make it.
Close enough.
Close enough. And then I would like to give you this gift. Thank you. It might not make sense, but let's see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wrapped it really good.
It's wrapped, yeah, wrapped with a lot of care.
Okay.
That way you can go through time with it. You
know. Yeah.
Bells?
So I want you to have this.
Okay. Coins. Let's just a lot of coins? Are they rare coins?
Well, okay. it's a very specific amount.
There's $3.57 there. And
oh, I know what this is.
Do you?
I do know what this
is. Do you? Okay, so
I do know what this is.
I'm curious. What do you think?
Yeah, what do you think it is?
You were the one, we would pay you the money for the bills.
Okay.
And one day, I think you got drunk or something. You were drunk too when you told us because it was like weighing on your conscience.
Oh.
Yeah. It was like you were like, I have to tell you something. And I remember we had this weird green bench in the backyard.
Yeah.
Yep. And the wooden bench.
And you were drinking and then you sat down next to me like, I have to tell you something. And it was like very serious. I was like, what the fuck is going on? So but you were like, I've been stealing money from you. I was like, what? How? I'm like, I don't even have cash here. But you were like, every month, if there's an extra penny, I make you guys pay it or something like that. Yeah, is that
yes,
right?
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in charge of the finances, dude. And you guys would pay me, and then I would pay, perfect, you know, everyone else. And I would round up.
Years.
I would round up.
Every time, and you were like, you were definitely drunk, because you were like, it's been weighing on my
heart. Was I crying? I'm stealing
pennies from you. But how you presented, I was like already sitting there and like people had gone in or whatever. So I was just talking with somebody and you're like, can you stay? Like you stopped me to like tell me the story. But it was like very serious. So I was like, oh my God. I'm like,
bro, it is serious. I was stealing pennies from you every single
But like how you framed it is like someone's dying or you got somebody pregnant.
Yeah.
Or something, you know what I mean? I was like, this
$3.50
is like.
$3.50 over like 4 years of living.
And then I was like, and then I had to like kind of like be like, oh, like I kind of acted like it meant is just as much.
Honestly, like, right. Now that you mention it, I do remember it, and it's funny because I remember being like, oh, I was like, oh, he took that really well, and I remember you being so you were good. Comforting me. You're like, it's okay, man.
Yeah, it's
it's cool. You're like, I appreciate you telling me, and I was like, damn, I really connected with him. And
yeah,
like,
he did.
Dang, he gave me for stealing
in that moment.
Money.
Like literally, I forgave you before you told me. Like that's how.
Just stealing that money from you.
Hey.
That's so, I cannot believe.
I can't believe you put that together. I thought I was going to have to spell it out.
No, because I remember it was also because it was the only thing that I had in my mind that was like as specific as this. Because it was like, because you literally told me, it wasn't like I took $3 from you. It was like, I took $3.57, whatever it was, because you were keeping track of like on the Excel sheet or whatever.
That's so cool.
I knew that, and I was like, "There's nothing else."
I can't
that's
believe.
That's so wild.
Yeah.
Well, damn. Corey, it was an honor to catch
Absolutely.
Up with you.
And hey, I'm giving you
what?
I'm giving
you. You want me to have it?
You know why?
Why?
Because
you can't travel.
You felt so badly. That we resolved that way back then. Oh. It was always your money.
I forgot.
It was
I resolved.
Never mine, Anthony.
I forgot.
Anthony, okay. It was, yeah, you guys, you here. Can buy yourself
you
boxers.
You did steal from me.
I stole from you,
and
too.
And I don't. And
you
don't
forgive me. Okay, you can have it.
Pay it forward.
This is my hard-earned coins.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
You know,
thank you for
flew
having
all
me.
The way out here today just for this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We really appreciate
it. I'd do it again.
It. Yeah?
Absolutely.
I won't give you $3.50 next time, just so you know.
Well, maybe.
But thank you so much. And
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for watching. Hope you enjoyed that. We always play a little outro song that one of you have created and submitted to us on our Discord, on our members only Discord. So if you have a fun little ditty that you want to play at the end of this show for our viddy, if you have a ditty for our viddy,
there we go.
Make one and send it to us on our Discord. So thank you guys so much again, Corey. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for
having me.
On.
Appreciate you.
Woo! Round of applause. Let's round of go. Applause for the teleporting fat guy. Pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
One power glove to another.
Exactly.
Yes.
Weird having so many.
Yeah.
I know.
All in one room.
Yeah.
Remember the things we used to say, the stuff we used to do. Looking back on better days and flashback to the past, smosh memories with the best friends you could ever have. Now we're back together and better than ever, and we're ready to look back. Flashback, flashback with smosh. Back, back, flashback with smosh.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.